The American Dream. As a concept, it is so ingrained in our collective imagination that it doesn't even need to be defined, right? Think about it. Did you ever need to have it explained to you? My guess is you did not, and that even from a young age, you, like me, knew it represented a promise, of opportunity, of possibility, that came with being American. But on closer inspection, it is not just an American impulse that the American dream describes, it is a human one, and it unites us. No matter your socioeconomic, ethnic, or religious background, we all aspire to the same things. We seek to provide for our family and keep them safe, no matter what shape that family takes, no matter if we're talking about our parents or our children, a blended family, or a family by choice, not blood. We want future generations to have even more opportunity than we ourselves have. A dream that is intrinsically linked with education and the advancement that follows from it. We want to live in a home that is secure in every sense, as a haven for our loved ones, and as a wise place to have spent our money. We want the guarantee that our hard work will pay off, that it will support us financially, that it will allow us to achieve our goals, and that when it is time to stop working, we will reap the benefits of those years of dedicated service and live out the rest of our lives comfortably in retirement. As universal as these desires are, we refer to them as the American dream because for centuries this country has, for the most part, been able to make good on this promise of America as the land of opportunity. This belief has played a defining role in shaping our national psyche. It is at the heart of our Declaration of Independence that we each possess certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How truly terrifying, then, to take stock of the American dream today and to question the truth of it. To wonder if it still exists in reality or if it has become an illusion, a myth. Take a look around. As of December 2010, more than 14 million Americans were out of work. Another 9 million were working only part-time because they cannot find full-time employment. That is 23 million people who are struggling to make ends meet. Many of those lucky enough to still be employed in their 60s are looking to hang on to their jobs as long as possible because they simply cannot afford to retire, which also means there are fewer job openings for young people entering the workforce. In many areas of the country, the dream of home ownership has backfired. Real estate values have deflated to such an extent that a record number of people owe more than their homes are worth. That's not an American dream. It's a nightmare. Because of the dire economic conditions of recent years, many parents are unable to afford the high cost of college tuition for their children. And there is a record number of student loans in default, making people question whether they ever should have taken them on to begin with. The sum total of all these facts and figures? The home, the job security, the education, the retirement, the very standard of living that all of us took for granted for so long is completely under siege.